With a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers, here's Fiona Kelly.
I'm not a rat. That same headline appears on the front of three of this morning's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all quote Jonathan Dowdall's testimony in the Regency Hotel murder trial yesterday, in which he said that he didn't care if he was killed for giving evidence against Gerry Hutch and that the accused was willing to throw his own brother under the bus. Two new reports telling us that the Irish economy is likely to experience a sharp slowdown next year provided the Irish Times with its lead story this morning. According to the ESRI, an international recession coupled with persistent cost of living pressures will slow growth from 8.4% this year to 2.2% next year. The prediction from the Paris-based OECD think tank, meanwhile, is that despite wage growth, falling incomes due to inflation will hold back consumer spending and that high costs and low confidence will make companies less likely to invest. The Irish Examiner leads with the life sentence given to 64-year-old Michael Leonard from Kilmallock in County Limerick for the murder of 72-year-old Mary O'Keefe from Donnerail in County Cork in February of last year when he set the car she was in on fire. The Irish Independent and Belfast Telegraph both lead with the same story about a lawsuit which was filed with a court in Los Angeles this week, in which a company owned by Irish businessman Paddy McKillen is seeking damages for members of Qatar's royal family. Hume Street Management Consultants claims it is owed $18 million after it spent 2 years developing and running the Maybourne Beverly Hills Hotel, but was forced to withdraw from the project when the Qatari owners refused to pay the fees. The company says that the Belfast-born businessman turned the once-neglected property into a world-class luxury destination, but that efforts to get paid for his work were rebuffed. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on new research from the Irish Cancer Society, which tells us that cancer patients undergoing treatment who are being hit hard by the cost of living crisis and the cold snap are cutting back on heat. With the nurses' strike in Northern Ireland due to take place today, the Irish News leads with the line that nursing vacancies are far higher in Northern Ireland per head of population than in any other parts of the UK, with the number creeping towards 3,000. Back in the front of the Examiner, under the caption, "Slip sliding away," there's a good picture taken by Damien Storin of two sledders whizzing headfirst down the snow-covered Dublin mountains yesterday. And finally, there's a lot of hugging going on in the pictures in the front of today's Independent and Times. The Independent runs with the shot of PSG teammates Kylian Mbappe and Achraf Hakimi hugging it out after France beat Morocco in last night's World Cup semi-final. And the picture in the front of the Times, meanwhile, is of Irish hockey international Sarah Hawkshaw being congratulated by her teammates after she scored a goal against Korea in the quarter-final of the Nations Cup. Although the final result was a draw, Ireland have now qualified for tomorrow's semi-final against India.